to the ACUFP Resident Podcast. This is going to be part of an ongoing series of podcasts hosted by the members of ACUFP Resident Council. Welcome back to our ACUFP Resident Podcast, where we pad our degree with the OFP. Here today, we have residents...
Ryan Huang from Valley Hospital, Las Vegas.
Brenda Gonzalez from UE Comp in Peoria, Illinois.
And Elaine Ho from PIH Health Downey. Today, we will be talking about movement disorders. In the article, An Osteopathic Non-Pharmacologic Approach to Parkinson's Disease, Restless Leg Syndrome, and Essential Tremor. By Matthew S. Goldfinger, OMS3, Shannon Moriarty, OMS3, Christina Del Plato, Sheldon Yao Dio, Adina Letter Dio, Jamie Mancini Dio. From the New York Institute of Technology, College of Osteopathic Medicine. In our offices, we do see quite a few of the patients with movement disorders. Now, how can we as DOs use our skills to provide care to these patients?
The authors provide a framework of treatment for Parkinson's disease, restless leg syndrome, and essential tremor through 5 models of osteopathic treatment.
So what are these models? First, the biomechanical model. Basically, the body is interconnected like a smooth working Rube Goldberg machine. Goal is to restore normal muscle tone, joint range of motion, natural alignment, and decreasing nociception from synovial joint distortion.
Neurological model. The goal is to normalize our autonomic nervous system tone to decrease the need for pharmacologic interventions.
The third is the respiratory circulatory model. This increases lymphatic flow and decreases local pooling of inflammatory mediators and metabolic waste products.
Number 4, metabolic energy model. So we can make sure the patient has enough sufficient nutrition, such as vitamin B12, magnesium, and iron.
And the fifth one is the behavioral model. This addresses cognitive, emotional, behavioral, and habitual aspects, considering resources like lifestyle modification, counseling, and cognitive behavioral therapy.
So the first disease that they talk about is Parkinson's disease. There are about 1 million people living in the U.S. with Parkinson's disease. It is a hypokinetic movement disorder diagnosed clinically by bradykinesia with decreased facial expressions, musculoskeletal rigidity, postural instability, and resting tremor. Parkinson's disease also comes with non-motor symptoms such as anosmia, REM sleep behavior disorder, constipation, mood disorders, autonomic nervous system dysregulation, and other presentations of the disease. Current treatment focuses on decreasing symptoms and improving quality of life, though not all patients with Parkinson's disease are responsive to multiple management options.
In Parkinson's disease, OMM can target the motor features of bradykinesia, rigidity, and shuffling gait. Using the biomechanical model, we learned that using muscle energy and passive articulatory technique can improve the stride length, limb velocity, and upper extremity swing. OMT can also be used at the axial spine to connect the muscles to the extremities to ultimately address the camptocormia and other postural disorder.
Wait. What's camptocormia?
Oh, it's the forward bending of the spine.
Okay. Cool. Learned a new word here.
So when we look at the neurological model, autonomic dysregulation can manifest in many ways with GI dysmotility, shortness of breath, fatigue, heart rate variability. So rib raising can help equilibrate the sympathetic drive, and the suboccipital OMT with cervical myofascial release can help balance the parasympathetics.
Nice.
The respiratory circulatory model. This can decrease the thoracic excursion due to the rigidity and the trouble initiating an emotion. Camptocormia, which we talked about.
Forward bending of the spine.
Affect the pulmonary ventilation and, of course, restrict the diaphragmatic motion. Treating the rib dysfunctions, diaphragm, and lymphatic pathway would definitely help the patient.
Yeah. Okay. And looking at metabolic energy model, this can be affected as patients with the advanced disease struggle to eat because they cannot control body input to safely cook, and they have trouble chewing or swallowing. So an OMT approach is to improve oral motor function and swallowing by directing our attention of cranial and cervical bones, glossal pharyngeal, vagus, and the hypoglossal nerves.
What about the behavioral model? The patients usually have masked faces, hypokinesia, and depression. As these patients usually have depression, and behavioral treatment can help the patient to express their emotion. And it was also found dancing and boxing can help these patients not only to improve their motor function, motor planning, and also this can improve their behavioral health.
All right.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So next, restless leg syndrome. So the thing that wakes you up in the night and you can't sleep because of it. So modern estimates in the U.S. show a prevalence of 10 to 15% of the population having restless leg syndrome. Onset typically starts before 45 years old. So how do we fix that?
Okay. So going back to our models, if we look at both the biomechanical and the neurological, there was a meta-analysis done in 2013 which showed level A evidence for using GABA analogs and dopaminergic agents such as pramipexole, ropinirole, and carbidopa-levodopa for 6 months to 1 year. Of course, with any medications, there are side effects, and unfortunately associated with either decreased efficacy or augmentation of symptom severity or shifting symptoms to begin earlier in the day.
No, I did not know that. No. That actually sounds like it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the association of restless leg syndrome with the pathology of spinal cord and the nerve roots suggests that the patients who have lower extremity somatic dysfunction would be benefited from OMT.
As would all of our patients.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So interestingly, counterstrain tender points pertinent to restless leg syndrome were identified by Dr. Douglas Longan and Lawrence Jones, DO, in the counterstrain assessed for restless legs trial, also known as the CARL trial. The restless leg syndrome specific points were related to anterior L5 counterstrain points and showed statistically significant improvement with its severity.
Okay, so we have to use our pictorial imagination here right now, so hopefully you guys can all follow me.
So where is the anterior L5 counterstrain point?
So it's the anterior portion of the pubic bone lateral to the pubic symphysis where the rectus abdominis inserts. And Elaine, how do I treat this though?
Oh, you're pimping me now.
Yep.
So you would put the patient in hip flexion, ipsilateral rotation, and contralateral side bending.
Somebody passed their OSCE.
Oh yeah.
Sounds easy. What about the lumbar, the L5 counterstrain point?
Oh, that one is 1 centimeter lateral to the pubic symphysis, pushing from superior to caudad.
And is treated with a 20 to 30 degree of ipsilateral extension and some fine tuning depending on how your patient reacts.
Okay. Soft tissue techniques to the piriformis and hamstrings have also helped diminish these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
For the metabolic energy model, you can correct the vitamin B12, iron, again magnesium, even folate. These nutrients are very important to the patients. Pay attention to genetic and autoimmune disorder as well.
Okay. So next is essential tremor, the most common movement disorder. So often it's well tolerated and therefore untreated, but I feel like we can do a little bit better, right guys?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's characterized by, you know, I didn't know that they measured this, but it's characterized by bilateral 4 to 12 hertz action and or postural tremor typically found in upper extremities. It is worsened by stress states.
Stress state meaning when I'm holding my phone and I will drop them. Oh, and I also remember this tremor would be better with alcohol, right?
I think you might be right, Ryan, but there are some other things we can give patients other than recommending alcohol.
Absolutely.
You know, it could be primidone or propranolol.
Yeah.
They could always try that to see if it helps. So looking at the behavioral and neurological models can help with this as well. So behavioral is working on that stress state. So maybe there are things that they can do to try and lower their stress. I mean, all of us can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, OMT is aimed at normalizing the sympathetic tone, like rib raising or paraspinal inhibition.
And so, behavioral treatment, such as relaxation technique, might help too.
Yeah, I think that's a good option.
All right. So we have come to the end. So in summary, movement disorders, and particularly the Parkinson's disease that we talked about, restless leg syndrome, and our essential tremors that we face every day during rounds, can be very debilitating to patients. And as osteopathic family physicians, we have a lot of tools to use to directly help improve our patients' quality of life through osteopathic manipulative treatment.
And that's a wrap for this episode.
Thank you for listening.
And until next time,
may a white cloud forever float by your side.